I'm Mark Mallett. Welcome to The Now Word for February 10th, 2016. And so begins our Lenten retreat. This is day one on this Ash Wednesday. And the title of this podcast today is Breaking History. And this is based on my article, my blog at markmallett.com by the same title. Well, before I go on, though, I just want to stop for a moment and just note that this is my first podcast. I've done webcasts before at embracinghope.tv, but this would be my first podcast because I've had many readers writing me and saying, you know, do you think you could do a podcast for me? I just don't have time to sit down and read your articles, but, you know, I'm often, you know, running through the house or jogging or driving to work, and it would sure be great if I could just hear your writing. And so, you know, what I tried doing at first here was just reading what I've written, but you know what? It just kind of sounds like I'm reading. So what I'd rather do is just speak to you from the heart. And so what I'm going to do with this Lenten retreat and perhaps future blogs is simply give you a synopsis and speak to you from the heart of what I've written. And if you want to go deeper, if you want to get more details and the footnotes and references, then you can go to my blog at markmallett.com and get the rest. And so let's begin then our Lenten retreat. And, you know, I said in my writing before when I announced this Lenten retreat that I wanted Our Lady to be our retreat master. And so why don't we invoke her to come and to guide us? She's our mother. She's the mother of the church. And she was the one who formed Jesus in his young years. And I can't think of anybody better than to form us. And so we ask you, Blessed Mother, to come and to pray for us, to pray that the Holy Spirit, our advocate, will come and teach us in our inner being and teach us through your words. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We are living in extraordinary times, brothers and sisters, and you know it, I know it, I think the whole world can sense it. And I think that in the midst of everything that's happening in these earth-changing events that are taking place really on a daily basis now, I think we can tend to feel overwhelmed and feel that we're just an insignificant player, that we really can't make an impact on what's happening around the world. And that in fact, we feel often like we're tied by a rope to the great ship of time, and we're just being dragged in the wake of everything that's happening, being tossed and turned and helplessly, powerlessly being dragged along. And I think that's precisely exactly what Satan wants you and I to believe, that you and I are just spectators. But I think what happens when we come to a place like this is it leads us to a place of bondage, of fear, anxiety, and even self-preservation, you know, where I just end up kind of maintaining my own kingdom because, you know, I really can't make a difference anywhere else, not even in God's kingdom, really. Who am I? I'm just a plumber. I'm just a housewife. I'm just a kid, a student, you know. And I think that's exactly where Satan wants us to be. And it spiritually neuters us because we no longer look at things with spiritual eyes, but with earthly eyes, worldly eyes. But Satan knows better. He knows. He knows that if you truly understand who you are in Christ, and that if you and I begin to live in a relationship with God that is authentic, sincere, and total, that you and I will become like the bow of the ship, that we will begin to make history, that we will begin to cut a path in the future of this world that perhaps we won't even understand the impact that we're making in history, and we won't understand it fully until we're in heaven, and that's fine. I think that we do things and we say things that plant eternal seeds, and we won't know the full repercussions and what was, you know, reaped from that seed until eternity. So just stop for a moment and just reflect on this. You and I are one of billions of people who've already lived on the earth. But right now, right this moment, with every breath you take, you are cutting through the waves of time that no one else ever has. You know, sometimes I'm just driving along and I'm, you know, driving in the car and I realize with every breath I'm taking, I'm cutting through the waves of time What a privilege that is to just be alive. You and I are the present moment that will define the past. And we'll define it by either having done nothing and letting others define it, or we will define it by entering into the supernatural divine will of God. And so with every word and action we do that is imbued with God, who lives in eternity, it takes on an eternal aspect. And so even one prayer uttered in love, spoken in truth, and garnished with tears can change the course of history. Just think of King David and how after his, atrocious sins of adultery and whatever else he committed, murder and such, he was guilty of these things. And when he cried out in tears, authentic and sincere tears of repentance and truth, God would sometimes delay his punishment or the judgment upon him for a generation. I often think that, sometimes there's a nun somewhere in Europe in a convent who she gets down on her face and prays and says, "Oh God, have mercy in this generation." And the Lord says, "Okay, I'll give you another decade." Who knows? I mean, think of our Blessed Mother. I mean, her little yes that came from this 15-year-old girl who really didn't understand what was happening. Think of the ramifications of that. Think of the ramifications to St. Francis of Assisi when he said yes to God, or St. Augustine, or Faustina, and whatever saint. All of them were just in the same place as you and I. I mean, St. Augustine was a really worldly, very worldly, sensual person. St. Francis of Assisi, same thing. The guy was wealthy, living in the world. And like much of us, many of us, but they said yes when God called. And God's calling you. This is why you're listening to this podcast. God is calling you right now. And he's saying, "Give me your yes, and we'll change history together." You have to understand this. If we are living in extraordinary times, then God is going to call extraordinary people forward. And guess who the extraordinary people are? They're often the hidden, the seemingly unwise, the childlike. Those are the ones who are the extraordinary people, who in the eyes of the world are not extraordinary at all. We are being called to give birth to Christ in the world. St. Paul said, "My children, for whom I am again in labor, until Christ be formed in you." Jesus is being formed in us, but some of us, since our baptism, we really haven't paid attention to that. That he's still there almost in an embryo form because we haven't grown in him. We haven't formed a relationship with him. We haven't fed the inner man, as St. Paul calls it, inside. And so that's what this Lenten retreat is. It's all about helping you and I to form a spirituality in which Christ can be formed in us. And when it's no longer I, but Jesus living in me, then we can make an impact on the world that is supernatural and eternal in its lasting and impact. And so, brothers and sisters, the whole purpose of this retreat is to begin to move you and I from being in a defensive position, kind of reacting to what's happening in the world, to an offensive one, where you and I are on the cutting edge making history. And I'm not going to do this by, positive thinking and kind of the super-duper hype that we get from motivational speakers. But rather, it's to help you begin to live an authentic, sincere, and total relationship with God through the proven channels of grace. For it's by grace that you and I have been saved. And so, brothers and sisters, as we enter into the final confrontation of this era, as St. John Paul II called it, let's call upon him and upon Mother Teresa, St. Faustina, St. Pio, St. Ambrose, Catherine of Siena, Francis of Assisi, Thomas Aquinas, St. Mildred, St. Andrew, Servant of God, Catherine de Houck-Doherty, Servant of God, Louisa Picaretta, whatever saint comes to your mind, invoke them now. Come and pray for us. Pray for us, you saints, you who walked this path. Pray for us that we'll have the strength and courage to respond to the graces that God is going to make available to us in a profound way in this Lenten retreat. And I'm certain of this, brothers and sisters. For Jesus said, "What father would give his child a stone when he is asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake in lieu of a fish?" No, God is going to give us great graces. So in closing, remember, the meek, Jesus said, shall inherit the earth. And so, while it may seem that the worldly and the wealthy and the wicked are the ones who are carving the future, again, it is often the hidden, the truly wise in Christ and the childlike hearts that change history. And that's why Jesus says, or the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, that is the worldly wise, and the learning of the learned I will set aside. And rather, Jesus says, let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And then he embraced them and blessed them, and he placed his hands on these little ones. And so, brothers and sisters, our retreat begins now with the embrace and blessing of Jesus. For those of us who are coming now like little children, that is, with broken and contrite hearts, who are coming with sincerity, with hope and faith that Jesus will make a difference, that he'll heal me, that he'll deliver me, that he'll help me. Those of you who are coming with nothing but desire, even if your pockets are empty of virtue, yes, Jesus is embracing you now, so don't be afraid. For our Lord now, along with our Lady, will be our retreat masters. And so, in summary, brothers and sisters, with every breath you take, you have the opportunity to change the course of history, no matter who you are, for when your breath is inhaled in and with Christ, we are making supernatural impacts upon history. Yes, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me, it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Well, brothers and sisters, if you'd like to go deeper into this meditation, you can read Breaking Again at my website, markmallett.com. And so I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Pray for me as I'm praying for you.